It's episode number 2640 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, April 9th, 2024. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Well, Morgan Wallen.
Yeah, what happened with him?
Well, he was in an unusually good mood.
Yeah?
And was up on a bar at the sixth floor of a bar restaurant thing.
Yeah. Where at?
Sunday night.
Where at?
It was in Nashville. It was after the awards.
Oh, the CMT Awards on
Sunday? The CMT Awards,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. So he was happy. He must have won something.
I believe he did win something, yes.
Okay.
And
what did he do?
Well, you know, they have chairs and bars.
Sure. Okay.
And those chairs, they can fly. And they did. He threw one off of the rooftop.
Oh, my goodness. You said six floors, six stories?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's a miracle somebody wasn't killed.
Oh, he's lucky. He's a lucky
he
boy.
Didn't, okay.
But where... He wasn't so lucky in the fact that where the chairs landed was just a few feet from two officers.
Oh, well, that's always going to get you in trouble. That's going to get you in trouble.
You didn't just throw the chair to land on the ground. You threw it next to some police officers.
That was smart. That was so smart.
And I'm sure they're standing there going, huh?
So I'm sure they caught this on surveillance, right?
Yeah. Oh, there was plenty of surveillance on the rooftop bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And witnesses,
I'm
sure. He
can't weasel out of this one.
Witnesses, I'm sure. Yep.
No, he was arrested.
Wow. Is that how you celebrate? I know rock stars used to trash hotel rooms, and there's really famous stories about, like, The Who throwing TVs out of rooms into the hotel pool.
Uh-huh.
Which is not good either.
I actually asked someone that I know. It's like, is this still a thing?
What? Trashing stuff?
Yeah.
Well, apparently it is.
Yeah.
Then it makes you wonder, how much did Morgan have to drink on Sunday night?
Well, he did the
CMT.
He was celebrating.
Uh-huh.
He is celebrating, and I'm sure he's going to say, I got to blame it on the alcohol. I just lost my head there for a minute.
Oh, my God.
That's my guess. Anyway.
So Morgan Wallen has been in trouble before.
Yes,
not necessarily trouble,
has.
But he's opened his mouth.
Yeah.
He said things that he shouldn't have said in public.
He has, yes.
Do you know that Jelly Roll, who was a huge winner at the CMTs this weekend, he started off as a delinquent as well. But he's became successful, got it under control for now. I think he's now a Christian man, which is
very much so.
Helped him get on the straight and narrow.
He's God loving, yeah.
So what's happened to Morgan? He probably got booked, right?
He did. Yeah. So he was definitely taken in.
Yeah.
So, and now it's all going to remain to be seen about what happens now.
He's going to get prosecuted, you know that.
But
it's interesting that he didn't hit anybody with said chair.
No,
although
he was very fortunate, honestly.
He's going to probably have some damages, going to get fined. And and of course, he's probably been released, probably posted his bail, and he's on his way. So
right.
We'll have to keep an eye on this. We'll have to keep an eye on this. But I'm looking to see the video. Yeah, because I know there's video out there from the eyewitnesses.
There's video, yeah.
And the surveillance witnesses. Well, there you go. Hey, Morgan, take a shot from the rock stars over the years. When you're going to do stuff like this, don't do it in public. Wait until after you've checked out for them to realize that you trashed the hotel room and send your accountant the bill.
Matt Lauer.
Who? Wow.
Right.
Wow. Can we cancel him? I thought we canceled him.
Thought we did.
Yeah.
Well, he's planning a comeback years after he was fired from NBC amid allegations of sexual misconduct.
Oh, my God.
I guess if he figures other people can do it.
Brian Williams, hello.
Yeah. Run for office? Then so
run
can
for
he.
Office? Oh, my God. No.
A source tells Us Weekly, you know nothing more reputable than that.
Yeah, of course.
That he's planning his next act, still very upset with how he was portrayed. I don't know. G.
Wow.
Only one way to portray you, and still feels like he was the victim. The victim of...
You know, I remember a guy who also thought he was a victim. His name was Harvey, and his last name was Weinstein. Yeah.
Insider also says Matt wants to get back into the media.
Yeah.
But don't expect an apology. He's the one who feels he is owed an apology.
Oh, my.
Yeah, right.
I don't think
Let's ask the women that he victimized.
Right, and
shall we?
How can he have the gonads to even say that?
Man.
Anna.
Well, you know, when he said something like that, sadly, there will be a certain type of audience that will embrace him.
Yeah.
So do a podcast like everybody else who's...
I think he... Was he already doing one? I don't know if he is or not.
An OnlyFans manager claims Britney Spears could make $100 million a year if she joined the platform, and she probably could.
Yeah, she probably could.
Insiders say she has no interest. She could just do her little new dances on there.
Yeah, of course.
She loves to do those.
She's pretty good at that on Instagram.
And just, she could make money doing it.
For now.
So she seems to be really good at getting naked on the internet. So, you know, we're just saying... Or not get paid for it.
Yeah, why not?
Or stop doing it.
Or stop doing it.
She thinks Britney can make $13 million to $18 million in her first month.
Oh, my God.
Then level off to about $6 million to $9 million per month.
Wow. Wow. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Wow.
Would you pay to see Britney Spears
again?
No,
because I've already seen it. So why?
So is everybody else.
When you get the cow for free or the milk, one of the two, the cow and the milk.
You get everything for free.
You get everything for free.
Robert Downey Jr., he says he'd happily return as Iron Man if he's ever asked. It's too integral a part of my DNA. That role chose me.
Yeah.
And look, I always say, never ever bet against Marvel president and producer Kevin Feige.
Yeah.
It is a losing bet. He's the house. He will always win.
Well, for now anyway. You know, RDJ is almost 60. He just turned 59. You know, good for him. He won an Oscar, not for Iron Man. But I've always said he could come back. You know,
he could.
Anything's possible in the MCU, and they need something. They need something to prop it up.
They do need something.
They're not winning like they were before. So I say, you know what? RDJ, make hay while the sun's still shining.
Sure.
You know who needs to be making some hay these days is Halle Berry, Oscar winner.
She's selling
Halle
stuff.
Berry. I know, but she's but she's not doing entertainment.
She's busy.
Stuff. She's not, anyway.
Selling products.
She needs to make a movie. She needs to make a movie and you know.
The John Wick world is still out there.
I know, but she's not being asked. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway. Hey, more Who Cares tomorrow. You know you want it. See you tomorrow, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.